Extension's Todd Gleason in with some numbers as they're updating from the CME Group in Chicago, where corn futures are now down between 6 and 8 cents for the day. July contract at 471 and 3 quarters is off 6 and a quarter cents. September at 468 and 3 quarters down 6 and 3 quarters. And December at $4.67 and 3 quarters, 7 and a half cents lower. March corn on the last tick down 8 cents at $4.76 and 3 quarters, and the July of next year at $4.89 down 8. July soybeans at $14.98 and 3 quarters, 16 and 3 quarters lower. August at $14.29, 16 and a half cents lower. September beans down 22 and a quarter at $12.98 and a half. In November, the new crop harvest month at $12.45 and 3 quarters down 20. January at $12.51 and a quarter down 20 as well. And the July futures at $12.58 a bushel for next year, down 21 cents in the bean pit. Soybean meal and the products at $4.97 even, down $5.60. And the bean oil at $40.10. That's down 28 cents. Hard red winter wheat in the July contract at $7.39 and 3 quarters on the last tick, down 5 and a quarter. The soft red at $6.42 and 3 quarters, down 9 and 3 quarters. Live cattle futures at $135.97 and a half, down 32 and a half in the August at $137.17 and a half, a nickel higher for the day. August feeders at $193.97 and a half, up $1.12 and a half, and September at $195.12 and a half, $0.97 and a half higher. Lean hogs trading the June at $117.10, up 25 cents, and July at $124.57 and a half. That's 85 cents higher on the day. On the phone line now with us to take a look at these numbers and what the trade looks like for the rest of the day is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, everybody, I think, is hoping we get a little rain over through our area here, but crops are looking very, very good.
They're looking good. A rainfall would always be welcome at this time of year once we've got everything planted. And we're spraying just a little bit, make sure the herbicides are on and the weeds are out of the fields. And producers have a chance to turn their attention back to the marketplace sometimes after the Memorial Day weekend. Things do change occasionally, although it appears that may not be the case today. And I'm wondering about one little item. I didn't make note of this until just before we came on the air, that this morning or last night's trade, the July contract in the corn pit actually gapped a half cent lower. Is that significant at all?
I think it's going to be more how everybody reacts to it than that little gap. I think that basically we're going to be looking at the planting progress today. We're going to be looking at what's going on. And, you know, if the violence that happened at the airport in Ukraine escalates. But a lot of a calm feeling coming out of the presidential elections and the way that the Russian troops don't seem to be entering things. So I think that, along with the good weather and the hopes for very, very high planting progress today, are sort of taking more effect than anything.
And those would all be fundamental factors that would keep pressure on the marketplace then?
Yes.
And there is some difference of opinion, though, as to whether this market wants to go higher or lower. Do you have a druther at this time?
Well, you know, being more of a fundamentalist than a technician, why I'm thinking more of the downward push here as the weather cooperates and the crop looks good and we get the crop ratings to look good coming up. So,
what are your expectations for this afternoon's crop progress numbers?
Well, I think that we're going to be, you know, close to that the 87-88% planted in the corn and probably 65-70% in the beans. So, you know, we've seen a lot of planting over the weekend.
Those numbers have been creeping up then, because by the time we started the or ended last week, it was 83-84-85, but 87 would be a pretty big number.
Yeah, like I say, that's just the idea. We saw a lot of stuff. We saw Northwest Illinois get done. We know that Nebraska is pretty well in. We saw South Dakota make some tremendous moves. You know, the question mark is going to be Minnesota and North Dakota, I think, and maybe Michigan. It's looking a little bit wet now, Todd.
And it all then will hinge, I suppose, on weather forecasts for June and July as we move forward.
Oh, it's going to be a great big thing to watch what the weather does there and sees what happens. And it's going to be a difference to see how many acres of corn get planted. That's going to be, is there going to be a switchover? Is there going to be some extra acres fall into the mix here soon? Because we had those ghost acres that were prevent planted last year that they hadn't figured back in yet. Will we see as many prevented plant acres this year? We don't think they will.
Yeah, so those would come primarily along the Iowa-Minnesota border in the northwestern part of the state. And I'm wondering if you look further into the Dakotas, as we reached and have reached those dates, final plant dates, will they switch any acres to soybeans, do you suppose?
Well, I think, you know, basically if they haven't got their chemicals on, why wouldn't you? You're looking at about $50 to $100 an acre more for beans than corn right now. So we do think there will be some switch that way. Now, but let's remember, it's not, the final plant date doesn't mean you can't get insurance after that date. It just means it goes down 1% per day. So you'd still be getting 98% of your insurance guarantee if you planted corn today, Todd.
All right, so let's stay with the soybeans for just a second, because it is sharply lower. November beans are down 20 and a quarter cents. Where's the pressure coming from?
Well, I think that basically along the way, letters of credit were not getting opened in Brazil, or talks of that again this morning. Also the idea that we will see some switchover acres from corn to beans in these areas, and that we did see some tremendous planting progress over the weekend. And so basically the technicians just didn't show up to vote this morning.
Now, what is the call for the rest of the day as we move through the midday and then into the close? What are your expectations for the day
trade? That's going to be the hard one. We're sitting here, as far as we're talking about new crop beans, we're sitting at 12.45 and a quarter here now. Close below 12.50 looks somewhat negative, because that was going through 12.50 to 12.52 was the big breakout to the top side. So what are the funds going to protect their positions and come back in and pump this up on the close and close above that? Or are we going to stay below it and see a technical reversal, Todd? It's a big question mark there.
All right. Anything else to add before I let you go for the day?
That's about it, Todd.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Wayne Nelson, of course, is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on the closing market report, or rather on the mid-morning market report. I'm in for Dave Dickey, your Director of Agricultural Programming. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. As we make our way through the day, make sure you visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. We do post all of our agricultural programming there. You can find everything from the opening to the closing market report and Commodity Week up at willag.org. It's put there not long after it airs on our radio stations, about 15 to 20 minutes after our broadcast schedule, and you can hear it in its entirety. And if you can't hear it there, try this number, 217-333-3434. We call that one our mobile analyst portal, and it's updated at about 10:15 and 3:15 each and every business day with a bit of analysis and either the opening or the closing numbers for the afternoon.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Well, here's what the outside markets are trading like at this hour. Crude oil futures at $104.09 a barrel are now down 26 cents. The RBOB, or wholesale price of the gasoline, at $3.07 is down a penny and a half. And the ethanol at $2.39, a penny and 9 cents lower. The spread between those two is just about 3 cents narrower than it was on Friday afternoon at 69.9. Natural gas at $4.47.5 for the day is up 7 cents. And diesel fuel up a tenth of a cent at $2.95.6. Gold futures at gold not trading at the moment. U.S. dollar at 80.45 at this hour is up 0.05 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area. For today, scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, mainly after 1 this afternoon. That's central time, of course. Partly sunny in the area with a high of 85 degrees on a southwest wind at 9 to 11 miles an hour. That'll gust all the way to 15. Chance of rainfall set at 40% for the afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue, mostly cloudy, a low of 66 degrees on a southwest wind at 5 to 7. Chance of rainfall again at 40%. That will continue into Wednesday when it increases to 60% with showers and thunderstorms likely. After 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 81. Tomorrow on Wednesday evening, a 30% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy and a low of 63 on a northeast wind at 5 miles an hour. Thursday during the day, rainfall continues, showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall set at 40% for the area, mostly cloudy and a high of 80 degrees. And then on Thursday, Thursday night, partly cloudy and 63. And looking ahead to the weekend, mostly sunny and 82 on Friday. Saturday, sunny skies and 83. And on Sunday, a chance of rainfall, mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. It's HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu.